This was the first time Assistant Interior Secretary Craig Manson visited the Apostle Islands. He says it won't be his last. If Congress goes along with the administration's recommendation, his next visit won't see much change. Manson says critics are wrong when they say the Bush administration isn't protecting wilderness.
This park is an example of how wilderness has been done right and well. And ultimately, it's up to the Congress to designate wilderness. There are a number of wilderness proposals pending before the Congress that have been in limbo for a number of years, and Congress has failed to act on them.
The proposal would keep 80% of the islands a wilderness area, with motorboat access to the islands, but no motor vehicles allowed on the 21-island group. That's not enough, according to Sean Worley. He's with the Friends of the Boundary Waters Wilderness. He says it's political grandstanding for a battleground state.
The fact that now it's lining up behind a non-controversial piece on the Apostles is disingenuous and misleading at best. It's very troubling because they have passed on opportunities for wilderness across the country.
Even so, Apostle Islands Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says this allows the park to operate the way it has the past three decades.
I don't really think we're that far apart. Certainly there are many people that would like to see us have more wilderness than we're proposing, but we think that this is a fairly reasonable solution that does continue to provide access to the park.
Most of the areas not designated wilderness include the lighthouses, historical fishing villages, and rock quarries. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.